Okay, today's going to be more a sikkum than any grace of chedushim or chavru, whatever, but sure, it's good to have a sikkum also, I think, especially after a sugi like this. Maybe chaval I didn't say it also 2 weeks ago on the sugi of tamkeker, and then could have spoken about whether it's a chiddush or whether it's just changing the stamp bottle, and about, sharing for chaval. We'll speak about more aloha maisa. I'm going to take out a couple of nekudas and just bring out some ha'aras and different nekudas. We'll see kum ha'aras and different nekudas we spoke about. Okay, I think the first important nekuda here is what la'aloha maisa, what do we take on the tam ki ikur, is a vadei d'oraisa or a safek d'oraisa? Because we know the Rajba passed, the lashon of Rajba was, find it again quickly. Yeah. It's on the bottom, but it's here?
No, it's not that page. Isn't it Bisusiv?
Yeah.
It's on the bottom, but it's not that page. It
is here? Yeah, it is. We have Saka Lacha Anwa Minismach. So he seems to say two things. He seems to say the rabbin, acharab lahatis, which that would be luchara klar psak. Acharab lahatis, we know, is a psak. And then he says also that the machmen are derais, which sounds like something derais lahatis.
But in that, doesn't sound like the reason why they're machmen. When you read Rabbeinu Tam, you don't come out
healed. Rabbeinu Tam definitely was valid also.
But he said Amru. They're saying to be
Machmer. They're Machmer, not being
the
main. No, Va'amru Lahachmer. They said they passed into the Machmer. So, first of all, they're right. And second of all, they're being Machmer to the rest.
You could always say they're right.
Yeah.
It sounds.
I'm saying he seems to be saying two different things. Reif would go by to be Meku, can I get a Dara in a Dara's also? Reif, Acharyat Mahatis, Reif, Reif did it, Pesum passed in a certain way, so follow them. They will hold their Mahul, there's a Dara'bon made their eyes. If you pass them by Reif, so, Brad Reif, you seem to think it was important that there was Reif Paiskin. We do see a certain group of power, even if we don't go by pure numbers, but we certainly, Reif certainly has a certain hashbana on Dach. On anyone's death,
what's the second deal? They're being because it's
a machmur. He said they're machmur b'divar Torah. So Rav was saying, we'll go like them because they're being machmur on the side of the deras. So it sounds like he's basically saying, so the deras of
Ahmed. That's not how they hold, though.
No, not how they hold, though. The Rav was being machriya. The Rav was hachro alloch
lamaisi.
They're
being machmur or we're being machmur.
They are Machmir, so we're going to follow them because it's a Shaila of a Darais. In other words, we don't know that the second half of the Rashi seems to be saying, we don't have any reason to think that the Rabbeinu Tam's Svarim Rais aren't any better than Rashi's. So why does Shaila be like, Rashi, I have Rabbeinu Tam, I don't know what to do. It's a Shaila of a Darais, this will be Machmir.
Besides
these two things. Rashi seems to say two things. Rashi seems to say, Rabbeinu Tam is more like Rabbeinu Tam and Tam Kirk of the Raisa. And he says, in any way, it's a shayla of a deraisa, so let's be mach.
They won't be individual. You don't need one or the other. Individual, each one is a good enough teres to pasken.
Each one would by itself be a good enough reason to be machmer. But l'chayr, if you already said that we're already pasken or machmer, I don't need to tell you in any way it's a safek. So what exactly does the Rav mean?
I don't see. I agree with you, let's be
Machmir.
But it says that they're
Machmir and it's a deraisa. So therefore, who are we going to follow? The Machmir.
How come you didn't bring the Rambam?
Did he bring the Rambam?
Yeah.
Because he's bringing as well as deraisa.
No, he brought two stuff. He brought four people for Tamku deraisa. He brought three people for the Rabbanim. He brought Rashi, Ran, and Ramban.
Right.
Could have also
brought
the
Rambam.
What?
He himself is Mahim, so the Rambam, because when he first brought the Rambam, he brought the Rambam as being like Rashi.
Well, the Besisiv, not the Rashi.
Only Besisiv learned the Chiddush that Rashi is like...
the Rambam's question.
No, but that's only if you have Mamashis, not Tamalayim. If you have Tamalayim, then the Rambam learns Tam Kikim and the Rabbanim. There's two Shadows. The Shadow when there's Mamashis with Tam.
The Rambam's not Machalik. Before, where you see the Rambam's such a Chalik?
He says that if there's only Tam, so it's Vada the Rabbanim. Because Mamashis, because that's what the Chalik Pass said, that's what they're right. Because Mamashis, because that's the Shadow Chalik Pass, so over there.
Right. Where do you see in the Rambam when there's no mamoshes? There's that bit of the Rambam says mafurish.
Even if there was mamoshes, besides
the Yosef, there's
also
the Rambam. The whole Rambam says Rashi. He says Rashi is like Rambam. When there's mamoshes, it's pass. Rashi's masking to the right side. Otherwise, the Rambam's like Rashi. That if there's no mamoshes, then.
B'chayim, there's a couple left minutes that come back from this Nikud. So there's a couple left minutes that come out. The left that I think the salt is the shadow of that fikir, yeah. Where he talks about Sha'an Shabbos, Chedosh Eishbos Hakom on Shabbos. So the whole, it starts with the Sugin Shabbos. Why do we ever say Halacha is Chedosh Eishbos Hakom on Shabbos? Shef, and you don't give him in the veil. And there's a number of different shittas Rishonim. Why? Why this is the both assume the right? So why are we doing this to Shabbos and not as a veil? But he wants to do that. He was going to be here. If Tamkik is about, if that's talking about Tamkik, we have to give him the bus in the veil as the refuah. If you only have to give him the Tam Nevela, the Marakash Nevela, so then if you hold it to Vada Isser, so then it's like the same as giving the Rasa Nevela, and all the Svaras Rishonim say, Bideicha Shabbos would apply here also. However, if you learn Tam Kik is only a Sophic, so then Mamela, it's going to be, so it's more Kal. So then the Isser Nevela will be more Kal than the Isser Shabbos, and you should not be Bideicha the Isser Shabbos, and you should not Shacht on Shabbos. So he brings the Reb Chaim, was Mistapik. Yeah, he brings another sefer also, slips around the name. Give us oil, maybe it was Mistapik. And Mamelo, it was Mistapik at Tamkik of the Reis, and Mamelo was Machmer, you cannot shecht on Shabbos for Chelosh Yesh by Sakana, who only needs the right of Basar, not the Basar itself. But he himself wanted to pass him that you should shecht on Shabbos, because he brought the Prima Golem. The Prima Golem says the Tamkik is a Vadayot, is a Vadayot of the Reis. So Maisa is, there's a lot of different prima donnas in the circuit. And he didn't see all of them.
Who brought this?
This was the Afikayam. The maskol of the Afikayam was he wanted to argue on Reb Chaim and say that you should shecht on Shabbos because he wanted to say that the prima donnas, because the prima donnas passed in the time ki ikur zavada deres. The Reb Chaim said you should better to eat the rate of Nevela, because it's only a Sophic deraisa.
Well, the Rav, because the Rav is passing the Sophic.
Because the Rav was only a Sophic. And the Shulchan Aruch was passing the Rav, also only a Sophic.
But again, I'm saying it's okay to shaft,
better to shaft, or do you mean better? So how do you
say don't shaft? No, I'm saying you didn't either one.
It's better to shaft. The Gemara says if someone needs Basar Nevela on Shabbos, so then it's better to shaft, you should shaft and you shouldn't feed them. If someone needs Basar on Shabbos, you should shaft and you shouldn't feed them Nevela. And Rishonim give, I think, he brings five different reasons. Mm-hmm. Why? Either because Shabbos, you're only doing one Maisa Malacha by the Shechita, whereas for Nevela, every Kazayas or Kazayas eats another Avera. That's the main Shittis to be working with.
Okay, if you cook it up also.
What?
They mean that after the Shechita, you're going to have to do another Malacha.
Whatever, okay. That you have to do Nevela also, if you want.
No, maybe you'll cook Nevela. So there'll be a chil between Nevela and
that's not the Shabbos. But even in the refinery, he brings is also the reason the Rechayish is that maybe it will be Nimas from the Nevela and he refused to eat it in the land. So there's a number of different reasons that are brought. But he's mainly going with the reason that Kol Kazayis is
assuming that there's more than one Kazayis.
Assuming the Chayil needs to be more than
Kazayis.
You're a Kibbutz Kumich Mashu, is an Isser Derais of Chatzik Shir. So it's true that the Prima Golem does say Lechayer that. He says it in the Psicha Nebasa B'Cholov, and he says it in the Hanhagas Sheil V'Nishal, and the Prima Golem, yeah, those, in those places the Prima Golem says that it's a, the Tam Ki Iker, The maskon is a vada is a deraisa.
Does he say why it's a vada? He's not coming from the Rashba, obviously.
You have to understand, put it in perspective, why is the Primer Rebbe saying it's a vada? And he's saying, therefore, don't count tam ki ikr as a sofer to make six fakers out of it. Which the chayrin is betting is the kasha on, would be the Primer Rebbe himself asks, would be the kasha on the Rashba key. So if we're going to be medayik in the Rashba, the second half of the Rashba, the Rashba is only machra mi sofik. So then why is nishpach, sofik shishim, going to be also by min b'she'ene mina? Chayrin, this is hexfeko. Sofik, tamkik is deraisa drabon, and vintim salam is deraisa, maybe there is shishim. So that, it's in that context that the Prima Golden is saying that tamkik is not a sofik, it's a badayis.
Even the Rashba would agree it's about this, that it's about this.
Allah, you know, people don't Allah Allah Maisa. He's not explaining Shitas, he's not explaining Allah Allah Maisa. He said, what we take on Allah Allah Maisa is that it's a Vada Yisr, and therefore we don't make a Sfek Sfeka. You can't count this as one of the Sfekas for a Sfek Sfeka. Now the problem is that those, so that the Prima Golden definitely, in Hanhoga Shayla initially is very brief, and he says it very quick.
Where's this Prima Golden? I'm sorry.
Hanhoga Shayla Vinishal? It's printed in the beginning of Archaic. Urchaim Chilk Aleph, where he gives general Kloy Hafsak and Kloy Hanahog of how you ask a Shiloh and how you answer a Shiloh. And he says all kinds of interesting things there, like you shouldn't ask a Shiloh by the Moyer HaRoh if he's not yet Bar Mitzvah. And he also says you shouldn't send a cotton to ask the Shiloh because he might ask it wrong or bring it back the answer wrong. All kinds of just general things. And then there he throws in the Tam Kikers there is a valley there, ice, and it's not a soft.
Is my buckle, is it ice there? Is it?
Yeah, I don't remember. Actually, I haven't written down a number. It's your
problem. No,
after. After. Also, not in Sicha for Bas B'Cholov, he also there says, if you don't make a Sfek Sfek out of Tam Ki Ikr, we consider it a Vada D'Raisa. However, there are Prima Godin, the Psicha to Taruvis, is mistapic whether we'll say Tam Ki Ikr D'Raisa L'Hokil. He is a different nachkamina there. And also in Simon Sadi Bey's, the Prima Golden is also mistapic, if we're married. Is also mistapic. What's the nachkamina he brings? The nachkamina Prima Golden brings is like this. We'll say it very bekitzer because it's sugi we didn't learn yet. But there's something called Chanan. Maybe I haven't noticed it yet. But Chanan, Chati Chanas is Mevela. We say that Hatta that was Belaya Tam Isser becomes like an Isser, it becomes Isser itself. On Bosa B'Cholov, L'Kuli Alma, we say that even in Pashas Midereisa, that it becomes a Shtik Isser. So in other words, Bosa's B'Leya Cholov, we don't say it's Bosa with Tam Cholov, it's a new Shtik Isser of Bosa B'Cholov. And now it could go give Tam into another, if it is cooked together with another piece of Bosa, the Bosa will ask another Bosa. Not just connected the Cholov that's in it, but the Bosa itself, because it's now Bosa Isser, it's Kilu Bosa Nevela. On Shari Surim, let's say something was Belaya Tam Nevela. So it's a Machlaikas Rishayim, and it's Machlaikas Mechab Rambol, whether we say Chaticha Nasis Nevela on Shari Surim, the Rambol's Machmir. And almost all the places can agree that even according to Rambol, even according to Machmir, it's only Drabon. The Shach explains. Other pshatim, but the Shach explains what's the mile of Basu B'Cholov over Shari Surim. So he says, because by Basu B'Cholov I'm taking two things that were both Heter Gomor, piece of Basu, kosher Basu, piece of kosher Cholov, and I mix the Tamim together, and it creates a new Isser, so that's now a new Shtik Isser. Whereas if one was already Osir, like Nevela has been going into Yerach, so it was already, you just transferred Isser, that's not going to be Chanan Midoraisa. So the Paiskim want to be medayik from the Shach. That if you had a case of Basar B'Cholov, where either the Basar or Cholov was already Asr, for some other reason, then we would not say Chaticha Nas Nevel Midarais, even in Basar B'Cholov. For argument's sake, let's say you had Basar Nevela and Cholov, then we wouldn't say Chana Midarais, even though it's Basar B'Cholov. So what's going
to...
Yeah, there is. Not by the name of Tmei, but just by the name. Yes, so I mean, Gitzesha, when we get to Pei, one of the shilas we might talk about is this is also an issue to cook Bas B'Cholov, not just to eat it. Would there be an issue for someone to get a job in a trade for restaurant?
Yeah,
because you have to put Pasim Bechal. It's Pasim Bechal, but it's Pasht. So it's part of it. Anyway, fine. That the mice is awesome. So what's going to be like this? Let's say you have that the Basar was Bailea Tam Nevela, and now you cook it with Chalav. So if you say Tam Ki Iker De Raisa, so now the Basar is already a Shtik Iser, Vade Iser, and it's going to come out of Kul in Chanan when you cook it with the milk. Whereas if it's only a Safik, so now it's going to be a Safik De Raisa, because Chanan by Basar Bechal is De Raisa, so it'll be something that... Anyway,
that could be Machin. Didn't make the Basar Shchuta Chanan. That Chadich and Nevela just put Tam into the Basar.
But now the Basar has an Isser on it.
It has Tam Isser in it.
So the Shach said that the Maila of Basar B'Cholov that we say Chanan Dereisha is because the Basar was Heter Gomer and B'Cholov was Heter Gomer. But in this case, the Basar wasn't Heter Gomer.
This
is the Prima Gomer's Nefkimi. He wants to say that if you're going to say the Tam Ki'ikah Dereisha is only Nisafik, it could come out an afkamina l'inyan chanan by Basar B'Cholov.
That has Tam Nevela.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the question is, do we say Tam Ki Iker l'hokum? If we say Tam Ki Iker l'raisa l'hokum, but there's vada, then it'll come out of kulo, when you then cook that Basar, it'll come out of kulo in the chanan shabbat. So if it's a stop, do we say that?
It's
going to
be a separate chanan.
Right.
Do we say the
Kula? Right. And then the bottom line is the Prima Gomer in Psichol Hilchos Taruvos is nostapic if we say Tam Kikur Deraisa Lukula also. And he brings Maisa two reasons why he wants to be Machmer. Number one is, first thing he says is because Kiblu Arwe, he's really going to, he really doesn't say it on that shy. He says on the issue of Sfek Sfeiko, why don't we say Sfek Sfeiko? By Nishpach, by Sofik Shishin, he says, Kiblu Aleim Shitas Rebbeinu Tam Ki'ilu Tzavada, which he doesn't, the Wash doesn't sound like the same Mamash of Ksak as much as a Kabbalah, we're not the make, or whatever that means exactly. But the other reason he brings, which Be'emes, who else speaks it out? I think the Madani Osher speaks it out. Yeah, Madani Osher speaks it out, is because he says, Poshe, but then really the Prima Gomer himself is Meramis on it. He says, in order to say Sfek Sfeiko, because really the whole kasha goes back to if you're going to, the kasha on this kula was that what's with them? Why if we're going to take on the Tam Ki Iker as a sofik, then why aren't we matters nishpach of sofik shishin? So Prima Gomer himself bets an answer. He says, well, it could be it's a sofik, and that's not a kasha, because either kiblu alein kiilu it's vaday not to use it as a sofik, or because in order to be a sofik by a machlaikas at least. It has to be a Safak HaShokul. And here it's not Shokul, as the Rajma said, a rave place in Mamachim.
All this
Prima Gomer
says this?
Prima Gomer says this. Yeah. Sichot Tarukas. I'm adding some words here and there, whatever, but the Prima Gomer is Rav, so he speaks out. To be a Safak plug to the Rav, to count a plug to the Rav Vosa as a Safak, it has to be a Safak HaShokul. And here Rav Rishayim are Machmer that can't kick it the rest. So the main one is, when the Prima Gomer says, so what's he's coming out with Maisa? In other words, he's saying, really, what well, Oilam could be it as a Sofik. And when it comes to Shaila Tam Ki Iker D'Raisa being a Kula, Kenzan, we're going to have to be Machmer there. But it's still not going to be a Sfek Sfeiko, because it's not a Sofik HaShok. So now in the Psicha of Basar B'Cholov in Hanhag HaShor V'Nishal, where he says that Tam Ki Iker is Vadai D'Raisa and isn't Nichnas L'Sfek Sfeiko, it could be he blav davka means it's vaday osir as much as he means it's al pirayv osir. It's rovach who's osir. And memeilo is not nechlos and sfek sfek. He calls it a vaday, but he really means it's a rov. Because you don't need to say it's vaday to take off the sfek sfek. In both of those places where he says it's a vaday, he's saying it why you can't use it as a sfek sfek. And he already told me in Psicho Taruv is that it doesn't need to be a vaday to take off the sfek sfek. It's enough to be rov. So now it's not muchach that the Prima Gomer that the Prima Gomer that Fikiyam quotes as a raya that we take on Tam Ki Iker as a vada deraisa is b'chol not muchach. The Prima Gomer really meant it's a vada. It could be there's no steer in Prima Gomer, and he means it's roba. It's roba chuz that it's deraisa. And memela it's like a vada. It's rubik kuloi that you can't use it as a sex maker. When we get to kuloi, one problem with that agav is going to be. We'll have to see when we get to Kol Sfek Sfeiko, but we remember from Nida that there was a big machlokes achrayim in Kol Sfek Sfeiko That, do you need Rav Tzdadim Lahakil, or at least Safek Ashaku, in order to make a Sfek Sfeika? Do you need that on both Sfeikas or only one of them?
You said that you need it both. You said you both need a Shakul. There's a list that say that you can use a Shakul and a Mir.
Yeah, there was a number of Achayim who said that you could. What? A number of Achayim who said you need both to be Shakul. I don't remember. I have to look back. It was not. You remember the Mekilim? The Siddur Torah is a Mekilim.
The Siddur Torah was written in a Rashba,
Pashas, and because all the Yeshit is a Rashba. But we'll see in Kol Yisvek Sveika, there is a Yisvek Sveika Machlaikas and how Yisvek Sveika works, which is a Machlaikas Rishon. So whether they're all going to be all going to a Rashba, but there are the Rishon and Rechelik of Rashba. The Rashba holds it, the oneness of Yisvek Sveika is that when one Sofik means it's 50%, 50-50 if it's Mutar Asr, and the second Sofik just pushes it over to be Reid Stodim Lohaka.
Rashi.
So that's what the Rashi words.
Rashi also.
So it makes it. So for that, as long as the first suffix was 50%, the next one only has to be a slight chance to push it past that 50%. But it's a big machlokes. It's a big machlokes in quality six fake. The problem is that here the suffix shishim, suffix yedesh shishim, requires a suffix ashakul. So why does the suffix tamkik deraisa have to be shakul? So does the Prima Godom hold? You have to look at Kufiyot. If the Prima Godom holds, you need both Sfeikas to be Shakul. Or it could be that it's Davko. Once again, we'll have to wait to read the Kufiyot to go in to get the Mavarit. But it could be that the Prima Godom was saying it didn't Davka in calling a Machlaikas a Sfeik. That we sometimes can count a Machlaikas, a Pleiskim as a Sfeik, that has to be a Sfeik a Shakul. Otherwise, we say, I've heard out in the Hakis. But a Sofik in Mitzius, so that could be that he would be masking that as long as one of them is shakul, the other doesn't have to be shakul. That wasn't clear. So, but it potentially something we have to be mavara this chiddush of the Prima Godim to say that it's not really that you can take off the Sfek Sveika here by saying that it's not a Sofik Hashakul. How does that fit in with L'chayr Rei Bachayr Nimulim that only one of the Sfekas has to be shakul? What?
If you say so, from what I saw, I just saw everybody saying like the Siddur Torah.
So how does this Prima Godom stand with Rav Achayim and many if not Rav Achayim who hold you don't need both to be shakul?
The way you were saying it over, it sounded meduyak like that, right? You're saying because it's that, it sounds like an apology.
Yeah, apology.
Because it's Rav by Machloikis, so that's why we can't use it.
So I just noticed that lashon this morning. The question is, does he mean dafka? Does he mean plug to the Rav? So then he just means softened. So yeah, we'll have to see in Kufiyut how he explains it. I'm saying because I originally understood that he was saying, hey, you need Safek HaShokl. I think that's from Madani Osher, I think when he brings it down, it's not a Safek HaShokl. If you need Safek HaShokl, you make a Sfek Sfek. The problem is we know that according to many, if not Roy Rish Achrayim, it's not true. You don't need both Sfekas to be Shokl. But the Prima Godom himself, L'chari Kubi Madaik is Loshel, we'll have to see in Kufiyut as Taka Gudiyuk, is he Kubi's only saying it on Safek Plukta Drab Vosa. Prokter Rabos has to be shakul, and why? Because otherwise we know for sure if Sak Bezdin the clause that we say after Rab Nachas, then it's everyone's Bezdin passes up Yeroy. It's a vayel. So if you're going to say that Prokter Rabos is a din like Sak Bezdin after Rab Nachas, could be it's not a sofik. Then once it's a roy, it's not a sofik at all. It's not just a sofik shein a shakul. It's not a sofik. I don't know if we're going to say that not the Bezdin.
Could we start over here? Even though the Tzaddik Rabbanim is doing chishin. It's
not really a sick one. Why? It's trace sick as the derisive.
Right.
So everybody reads it to sick.
Maybe when you have
that, you have to have sort of trouble. That's a classic sick. Every sick steak is trace sick as the derisive.
You're
on a sick
that maybe it's
more to
the
gallery,
maybe some
sort
process, so maybe it's more to the gallery from a different.
Okay, but it's a classic. I don't remember there being such a chiluk. I don't remember such a chiluk in Kol Yisvek Sveika.
So it has to be a full heter, you're saying.
If
you're going to end up with a suffix, you're still
going to
end up with a suffix.
In the other words, what you're saying is, in some sense, maybe in the classic Yisvek Sveika, both Sveikas are reasons maybe it should be Mutter Lagari. Maybe it's also, maybe it's also only Midrash Bonim, or maybe it's Mutter. On the Tzadet Tam, in other words, on the Tzadet Shish, on the Tzadet Shishim, so it's Mutu Lagam. But on the Tzadet Tamki Iker is not Deraisa, it's still also Midrabon. So you say maybe that's a weaker Sfek Sfeika that's going to, that'll need Safek HaShokl. Yeah, but Lamaisa is, the Chalpas and Sidri Taris cases he was bringing there, we healed, you don't need both to be Safik. We're also in such a case, where one of the Sekhs was Safik Hargosh. And so then it would still be Drabon. So Sidri Taris and Chalapachas held that you can make a Sekh Sekh when only one is Shakul, even if it's a Shtay Sekh Deris and Drabon. Chalapachas and Sidri Taris. Okay, as I think that was realized by now, and I've said it a couple of times, and we'll see, but the Issa Hatzah is the type of thing, we're going to have to go through it, and get all the quote, and then we're going to have to go and do a very good chalat. There's a lot of things we're not going to have 100% quote the first time through.
Why not the second time? So the Sidratar is going to matter the Raisa, that's why he needs an Isfekah, no?
But I'm saying also the Sidratar, one of his Isfekahs was Safak HaGosh. So it was also, on the Tzadda was not HaGosh, it would still have been in the Sidratar, but this is Rabban. So it would also, his case would also be Shnei Sekhs B'Dera is Safak HaGosh B'Drabban. Ramaisa is that I did find a number of Chayesim or Meduyik that they held, that they hold, that we say Tam Hikr Deraisa even Lahakal. There is a Mugger Avram and Simon Reish Dalat in Arachayim Av, which is Simon Reish Dalat, Hilchas Brachas, where he says, going on the Brach of Bar Kriya Gafen, and he says, you can only make Bar Kriya Gafen on Yayin, which Shochnach says, and if it was Mazug, not more than a Chabashesh, if there's six part water and one wine, that's the maximum you can still break Kriya Gafen on it. More than that is going to be dropped. You don't make break, it's going to be Shahakal. And he says, even though it's, if you're seven parts water to one wine, it's still going to have Tam wine. And we know that we say, the Mother Avram fears ice, we know that we say Tam Ki Iker, even Mohakal. But here it's not going to be wine. It's not going to be the Cheshivas of wine to be burned Kriya Gafen. So Mogen Avraham says that Tam, you say Tam Ki Iker Afilu Lahar. What does that mean?
Yeah.
I think it's not Safi Brach. Brach would be Afilu Kula. But whatever it is, he says the words, we say Tam Ki Iker Afilu Lahar.
How
does he know that? I don't know how the Mogen Avraham
knows. From Misa Sarim, it's not
so. Yeah, I agree. He knows it could be from Misa Sarim. I know, there's other reasons for it.
How much
oil,
what year was it going on when it's 1 to 7?
It's more than 1 to 6. Yeah.
So then what he says, you can't...
He said there would be Tam. In the 6th place, Tam Yain, that would have been Tam Ki Iker. But, and we would say, in all other dinim, we would say Tam Ki Iker on such a case, even Lekula. I don't know what case Lekula is for in that case, but we'd say Tam...
Safak
Derban Halakha? Safak Brachas Halakha? Not Safak Brachas Halakha, no. The Chashivas of... The bracha of Beit Nagafen is chashivas of Yain, none of the chashivas of Yain are at that time. He says the words. So you want to know, how does he know it? But the Mogen Avraham says the words, we say Tam Ki Iker Afilu Lahak. Okay, that's not as much arsa. You're right. That's coming a little bit out of pulling the words out of the hat. When it was a knee, maybe it means something else. And anyway, what's his Makarfis? I think, okay. I hear the question. I found that there's an. Another one too, I think. All right, another one. There's a Shach in Shin Chaf Dalet. What was the Shach in Shin Chaf Dalet? Shach is Yerideh. Shach Yerideh is Shin Chaf Dalet. What did the Shach say in Shin?
There is a Shach.
No, not that we have. We know from you that Shach is right in our Chayim. What was Shin Chaf Dalet? Shin Chaf Dalet, here we go. No, it's Hilchas Trumas and Maisus. What if someone made a Pashtida? A Pashtida is like a Bereka, a Blintz, a Knish. He made a Pashtida, and he forgot to take Challah. It is Challah. He forgot to take Challah on the Batzek. And then he baked it. He already baked it. So he says, it's poshut, you can make another dough and be mafresh challah from the other dough on the dough of this pashtida. But not only that, you can even, the Shulchan says, you can be mafresh, make another dough and be mafresh from that on this pashtida. So he says that you can be mafresh from the dough, from the new dough on the dough of the pashtida, that's poshut.
Even though it wasn't nidosh together.
Yeah. But the chiddush is, what's the chiddush? That was poshut. What's the besiyas of being mechadish to me? The chiddush is that when I make this new batzik and I mafresh challah from it, it'll even be mesakin the blias of the challah that are in the milui of the pashtita. In other words, the filling of the pashtita, the basar, pashtita is usually basar, the basar that fills the pashtita was when we baked it, was beleyet tam, it was already baked. So the basar was already beleyet tam batzek of challah. And when I mafresh on the new isa, it'll be mesakin, what? It'll be mesakin the blias of isa that are in the basar. Even though it's only tam. And we don't say it's like mafresh mechila p'tur. Why? Because tam ki ikar d'raisa.
Why should I say it wouldn't be tam?
Because he says, I never have, I mean, it's like mafresh mechila p'tur. Because these blias, if you say tam ki ikar d'rabon, on the tzad tam ki ikar d'rabon, so there's no chila frosh on these blias. Mid'raisa. But on the new day you made, there's a chila frosh on mid'raisa. So it'd be like being mafresh with something that's chayv midrash and something that's only chayv midrabon. That's like mafresh and achiyah l'aptur.
Because
rabon is still chayv midrabon. Tam kik is at least drabon. So it'd be being mafresh with something that's chayv midrash and something that's chayv drabon, which would be like being mafresh and achiyah l'aptur. So now the Shach says, but it's not a problem. What's the business of the Chadish? Because we say Tam Kikud Eraisa, so no matter what's going to work. So he's saying Tam Kikud Eraisa, even more hokum.
So he's saying any
stuff,
the bliss of the Chala is only Rabban. So he says it should always be awesome.
Probably
Masakin.
You would be Masakin.
This should be.
Or you'd have to find something else. You'd have to make another Isak Rabban and then you'd have to. I have an answer for you. Make another pashtida and be mafresh from the basar and from the basar also. And the basar beside the from this pashtida itself? I don't know Hilchos Challah well. But the one thing I'll tell you is, your problem, I hear all the kashas, but you know what? Your kashas aren't on me. Your kashas are on the Shach. I hear you want to say that maybe. But the Shach clearly says that it should be, if not for the fact that Tam Kikud Eraisa would be Mafresh Melechiv Alap Tur.
It's
the Kashas. So the Shach has said, the Shach and Shinuch Azdal are the same, that we're going to say Tam Kikud Eraisa in order to be Mekun Hochas Afrosh Eschal. So the Shach clearly says, we say Tam Kikud Eraisa Afim Lohok.
But only in a Dovah. What do you mean? Why? Because
it's Issa's
Dovah. If it's Tam Kikud Dovah, so then this Issa's only Dovah. You have only a chiyuv ma'aseh d'rabbanan.
How can
the raisi wouldn't say?
It
wouldn't be
mekel on
the
raisi.
It was tam kikad d'rabbanan. He's been mekel
on d'rabbanan. It was tam kikad d'rabbanan. Why is he mekel d'rabbanan?
What's the problem over here?
Yeah. What's
the
p'tur d'rabbanan? He's
saying this d'rabbanan is also
be mitaket
because
you
say tam
kikad d'rabbanan. See, on the side, the tam
kikad d'rabbanan
is saying we should be
poshut
that it's
going to
work.
Yeah. On the side, the tam kikad d'rabbanan is only. He's saying it on the d'rabbanan. He's not saying on the d'rabbanan. He's not saying tam kikad l'kula.
Okay, but we wouldn't say, but of course, I mean, the prima donna's question would be just as much on saying Sof and Drabba the Mahakobat, I mean, except there's always been very good. The mice is, you only have one Sofik here, though, then. So you want to count it as you say, you have it's a shadow of the Drabba, but you need to have a Sofik. If we consider it a Sofik, you wouldn't be. You're saying it should be local. He doesn't just say it's something about Morocco. He's saying because time for Kederais.
Right, but I'm saying he's being Mako only in a Dovar. I don't know if you have a time, if you have a suffix Dovar, if you've been Mako because time for Kederais, or maybe. He doesn't say that.
But he certainly says time for Kederais is a sort of Mako also.
Right.
So. That's what they mean.
Fine. And what Maisa is, if there was. So, but anyway, so the bottom line is that Tafike Yam wanted to be Machmer out to Loshna Prima Godem, who says that Tamkeke the Reis is of Hadai. I think we proved that the Prima Godem himself is not Muhav Bachal that he meant it's of Hadai. And we brought Diukim from Dere Achrenim and other places that seem to be Machmer, they're saying Tamkeke the Reis even Lohakil. What? It's not a steer. No, actually, it's not a steer. When the Prima Godem said it's a vada, he didn't mean it. He doesn't mean that's a vada. He's coming with Fuke. Why don't we say every Sofik Shisha Mishpach should be a Sfek? Sofik, if it was Tanik, is there Isa Drabonim, and Tinsuan is there Isa, Sofik do a Shishim anyway. So then he's saying, no, it doesn't count as a Sfek because it's like a vada. He doesn't assume it's Mamash a vada. He's saying, because it's not a Sofik Ashok, it doesn't count as a Sfek. But he didn't need to, you know, when he said Vada, he didn't need to say Vada, he could have meant Kilo like a Rubei Kekula. So it's not clear that the Prima Godem himself meant it's a Vada, right? And we have Yugur Ramogun Avram and Ashaf, that a Mashma that he's saying, Tam Kikka the Reisa is a Vada, and we're going to use it even Lahakil. So Lachaira, there's a Makam to, the Lachaira Pasha should be like, that's how the Prima Godem Sofik and it, like what Chaim said. And Bifrat, if you just go quickly through the list of Rishayim, where Mekul, it is a very big besmedish of Rishayim. It's Rashi, maybe the Rambam, the Machalik Sacharayim, and Pajal, Ray Rachayim seem to have learned the Rambam holds time here because Drabbanon, like Rashi. What?
Chaim needs to rise.
Okay. And so did the Marabah.
Not really. They're only saying where there's Gazai's Isser, Majapadeh, Kras.
Okay. But at least I saw it. Okay.
But Tam itself should be Mekel. Tam itself, that's zero Mosh should be Mekel.
The Shutaraj, but not like his Hachra we mentioned in Teres Reis.
Right.
The Shutaraj was said the Tam Kek is drop on it.
This was written after Teres
Reis? And the Shutaraj was clearly written after Teres Reis because he's directly addressing what he wrote in his safe.
Teres Reis left out a lot of Rishonim. Leftover Sharm, so now that he's some Roshani, probably.
I don't know why he changed his mind. But sure, it's clear. You see the short and Shuvah Saraj, it's clear that he wrote it after he wrote. I think it's clear that he wrote it after his Chedushim on the Gemara and after Teres Abayis. And there he says, Toshat, that it's the Tam Kikas drop off.
Doesn't the Shah bring him down this way also? When he brings to the Shuvah Saraj and the Saraj to a Rashba, that Rashba was made for Mesikul Fituma, and it must be because the Rashi holds like Rashi.
Okay, I didn't start to say it's the Sephardic.
No, it's
yeah.
He's asking, why
ask
we
look at
the
Rashi
at
the moment? What's the Shabbat?
Somebody's
asking
the Shabbat,
the Shabbat says it's
for
us.
Shabbat
says that the Shabbat answered up for Rashi, that Rashi learns like Rashi. They got to
be
I
think we did
I will see everything. Fine, we're also the Rambam holds Drabonon. The Ritva holds Drabonon. The Ram, at least when there's no Mamash, holds Drabonon. The Razor holds Drabonon, the Balmar. The Rabbi Yeruch holds Drabonon, the Trimisadesh holds Drabonon. Time keep his Drabonon.
Excuse me, it doesn't say what is on the question.
You have to see the
image. You have to look at the Trimisadesh.
You have to see the
intervener
when
he explains. It's
intense.
Okay, so that's on the
Marmikar Mishra. It's intervener. You don't know. Mishra, 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 Mishra,
Mishra. Shah wasn't bringing it for that Nikud. Shah had just looked at that. Shah, Mishra. Do you see that the Shumazesh
was there? Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know.
He doesn't like him.
Yeah, I think
he's
the Shumazesh. Shah. Intervener's Masbir, he brings up the...
And the Shah himself.
But that's what the
Shach
means. It's only
one of
the
Shach.
That's what the
Shach says. Kitzis, we have a great Sibis Lenish Rishayim. Again, Rashi, Rambam, Rashi, Ramban, Ritva, Ram, Baal Ma'or, Rabbi Yerucham, Chumas Adashin, who all pass in Tam Kikajab. One thing that, of course, we have that mentioned, what he called Rory Rishayim, and we certainly have many Rishayim who hold the Tam Kikajab. There is, including Rabbi Yerucham and all, basically all the Malitosis, in one way or another, hold the Tam Kikajab. There is.
The Baal Ma'or
is in trouble? I don't know the Baal. I think that's what Rabbi Yochum was brought down there, Rabbi Yochum. Well, I think brings him in. He wasn't here. Mitzad Sheni.
I made a mistake.
Well, my mistake, they do bring the Trumas
Hadesh. It's Tam L'Shem. It's the Shem of Tam L'Shem.
In any event, they bring the Trumas Hadesh that's being made. And the Trumas Hadesh was pretty more foolish. He says, since it's only a Shem, since Tam Kik is only Durabona, let's see, it can be made. However, just to put it, the Chazan Ish says, the Chazan Ish paskins, like that Fike Yam, that you can be shaykh at the behemoth of the Shabbos, but for a different reason, not because he holds its vade the time kick as deraisa, but because he says that the marak that comes out of the basar is mamosh. It's not tam, it's mamosh. What is tam, I'm not sure that according to the Chazan Ish.
When it's not nikah, it says in Rambam, it says since it's nikah, you can see it, it's called mamosh.
It's like
chelev, according to Rambam. It's like chelev
Shinimar.
Yeah. Okay. So you have to know each case legufay, but according to Chazan Ish, it could be that it's called mamoshay, in which case then it's you lose a lot of your sheets as well as drabonim. It's Rashi maybe stole it's drabonim, but you lose almost.
We don't have Rashi's gather of mamoshas that
chelim
is
namot. I'm saying, but then you'll be left with just about only Rashi. You're still saying it's drabonim. The Rambam is much less clear. He holds his Rabbanim. The Rambam clears. There says Mufur is the Raiser. If you have Nimuach, you have Moshe and Nimuach.
Shalom.
Okay. So then you're going to lose a lot of your sheets as Rabbanim, according to the Chazan Ish at least. That Marakei Yitz is called Moshe. Fine. So that was the first Nakuda.
Chaim is a very big chiddush. If you have also the Fikei Yam Achor agrees to him that if it was a suffek, if it was a rove, whatever, if it was some makom to be suffek, wasn't by the deraisa, then we would give the chole the marak. The chole needs 10 kazesim. We're going to give him 10 kazesim. You have one iser shchita or 10 kazesim. We're going to give him 10 kazesim. Rove Rishonim holding it's tam kaker deraisa. We pass him. La 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 la. It's tremendous chiddush. It's such a suffix, and even if it wasn't really a suffix, you'd be over 10 sveikas deraisa as opposed to one.
As opposed to one vade deraisa.
It's such a suffix. Also going to. It's a very big chiddush.
It's coming out of kula. You're taking tam kikah deraisa and making a kula, but we don't find it. He's asking, we don't find tam kikah deraisa as a kula. We only find it lahach, not lahach. I was pointing in Nazareth, we're near the Shach, we're near, but we do find it with Kula.
It's taking me very. 10-town papers.
Next Nakuda was. The Machlekes Shach and Ramah, when we say min b'mina, how do we magdir min b'mina? Does it go by the Shem or does it go by the Tam? I'm sure the Eilon saw. But I guess the real Nakuda would be, the important Nakuda would be when the Ramah says that you go by Shema, does he mean also the Shem or only the Shem? I assume the Eilon saw the Daf Achron Ataz and the Shach in the back. This is my Shulchan Aruch in the back. So then the Rambam really saw most of it. But the bottom line is that the Shach and the Minchas Kayin hold that the Kavonis HaRambam is you only go by the Shem. And we don't look at the Tam at all. And you could have two things, that the Tam is opposite, like the Shach says. Yes, we do have such things like apples, where you have sweet apples and sour apples, and the Tam is Mamish, Mimar Lamosuk, and still this is a Shem Echad, they're going to be, according to Rambam, it'll be Min Min Minay. Keep in mind that both.
The Rambam would call it grand and whatever.
Wouldn't
call it as a tapuah. Each apple has its name also.
It's all called tapuah.
Just like
Tala,
the
Tala,
the
Shikha. Like if it didn't
look like it's
between them.
Yeah, the Tala is the Shem Levi. The Shem Levi makes it a Shem. But for example, by Chaticha, this is what I want to say, the Chaticha's Basa, Chaticha's Eif, even Chaticha's Dodd is going to be Menachem, because it's all Chaticha. Like I'm going to call it Chaticha's Basa, Chaticha's Dodd.
No, that's what he means. He meant different parts of the animal.
No.
Chaticha, this the leg, the leg, the not a chaticha of meat and a chaticha
of fish. No, he's
two different things.
No.
I thought also part originally, then I thought that's for sure that's not what he meant. And I saw some things that said, no, I saw someone that said completely not like that.
How do you know?
Chatich is of the animal. There's a leg, there's an arm, there's a chazer, there's the lush. That's what's from the stabber.
If it's true, so why would I argue it?
Why did Dr. Moshe argue it?
Nobody's arguing it.
If it's true, why don't you wish to argue it?
Even that, there's a chazer and there's a leg.
No, but again, this is what he said that different mine behema are different minim, but that's only if, he said only if they're shleimim. If they're chatichais, so then it's called menachim, because they're all called chatich.
Meaning of the same behema?
No, he just said that. Yeah, it was very clear this event to Aruch that he's talking
about.
That's
when we first learned that.
We thought when we learned the second, it's not saying that by Basir and by fish, but he's saying different types of fish. It's all the same. It's all called the same.
We understand that Basir and fish
is the same thing.
You can understand that, as we said.
Yeah.
No! How is Chatich is Basir? Chatich is fish. Chatich is chicken.
How do you know that's what it is?
It's not called Chatich. How do I know?
Listen a second. Rabbi Moshe says, Ve'ein dwell of Miri, Ve'ein ze shmon ho'etzem shenelech achlov. Why is Hashem ho'etzem?
Different pieces.
Is there different animals?
No, because even if you're talking about...
I'm saying different fish. What about oif? There's different types of chickens?
There's different types of birds, of course.
You're sure that's not a hilchacha, because even if you're talking, what was up in the way they learn? You're chatich as salmon and chatich as bakala. But chatich is not the shema. That's
so. We have to see what
chatich is. Okay, that's exactly. Those words are different.
Now I said the shach, the posh of that.
Chatich is the fraud. We just said all the meats and all the fish, all the birds.
This is after the game.
So, So the Shachlim and the Shachlim and Chizkayim both understand the Kavonas Rambo is that even things that have mamash extreme opposite to Amen, but if the Shem Echad is going to be called Menachad. Now it is important to point out that both the Shachlim and Chizkayim do not agree with the Rambo Allah Maisim. So that is having learned the Rambo, but then they argue on it. The Taz with the Maisa, I don't know if it is clear from that. How does the Taz the Maisa pass them? After he says his chat in the Rambo, he's passing them in the Rambo.
Why not? He holds like that's like Mukachim the Gemara. He's going
because the way the chat makes them, well, the chat makes them machloikis whether you go to Shem or Basa Tam, which are very datist in the machloikis. Now the Taz, everyone's like, yeah, everyone saw this.
Says not after on Midi.
What?
Shach even like maybe he's being a bit extreme, but he says there's no nafkamina. Because you'll never have a case where you're always gonna he says according to the Taz it's not gonna come out in nafkamina. What's it, which case?
You have something that tastes similar but a little different. So according to if you were Basar
Tam, could be he would say that's too close of a that's a Shinra Katas according to him is still considered Shoga. And once it could be there's no
according to the
Shah. And it could be there's no I mean he says there's no
you see how the Shah
because the Shah himself says he's saying on the Taz. The Taz says that a little bit of a shinoi is considered like it's Shoveh. The Taz says a little bit of a shinoi is still considered like it's Shoveh. But Challah Shikha and Challah Chamra is also considered like a little bit of a shinoi. He says that's already too much of a shinoi. The Shach. That's too much of a shinoi. That's already too different timing.
Well, I know you're bringing the Shach. We're talking about the Taz. I'm sure you're bringing the Shach.
I thought you were saying according to the Shach, there's a little bit of room where there's an Afkamina. One second. Okay.
Go again. The way the Taz understands Ramah basically is. The Taz explains the Ramah like this, the way I understood.
Can you pass it like that?
Let me first say how he explains. He explains the Shah Ramah is saying that if you hold Basar Tam means it has to be similar to Amen. But similar would be good enough. The Bandam Hashem is coming, I don't remember if the Taz used the Lashon, so the Prima Gav for sure uses the Lashon, and he didn't seem to have the Daf Achron of the Taz. It was Machavim more or less so what the Taz means. More or less, is that anything that has shame is a little bit, if the shame is different, the hechreya of the Tam is a little bit different. I don't think the Taz used that lashon. Prima Gaon says, if they called it a different name, it must be it tastes different. I'm not sure different, but it tastes different. So the way the Taz explained that, basically, that is the man of shame is really just saying Tam, but a dak, but even a more dak is the Tam. The problem is he's coming to Lahak. There is certain cases where he's also Lahak. So that's it's clear. It's clear from the Gemara from Rav and Abaye that there were cases where he's going to be Mekel. So, basically, what Taz is explaining, what Taz seems to explain more than Tzad Lahak is this thing that you have two things that when it says time on Shavuot, it means the Tam is basically the same, but could be a little bit different. In other words, if they gave it a different name, it must be this episode back to get different.
What would the Taz say about apples?
Two different things, two different names.
It has the same name.
No, he's going to say there's a red apple, a yellow apple, a green
that
apple.
That gets to the question, what do you do with Shem Levi? And as we pointed out, since in the Sefer Lehi, it is mysterious. So that's not
the Taz, what would you say?
Is it still a mice on apples? I don't know. Well, what do we say? The Zichr a different town.
Yeah.
The Zichr can be Malch in a different town. So according to Taz, who seems to be Zichr, that's going to be Mishen.
That's two different names.
It's better to say
the Gorbasa
Tam.
He's a Gorbasa Tam with the Mach. The Machlaik is Rav and Abaye is how Dak is think of a difference of a Tam do you mean? But Avadid, but the Ikr is the Basa Tam. And he's saying that's what the Ramah, and the Mele, that's what the Ramah means. And when the Ramah says you go Basa Shem, Avadid has to be the Tam is very similar. And the Ramah is coming to say, even if the Tam is very similar, but if there's Epis, the difference is still going to come in Mishen Yamina, which is a Chomer, which is basically a Chomer. Because Min Mishen Yamina is always more Chomer, you Chish, since we don't pass the view. And Lamais is Ramban Lavoy Dezor is very much mashma like the Taz. Is very much matched with it. You need both. You need the Tam, in order to be Mimimimim, you need both the Shem and the Tam to be the son. Right. So what did you ask me before?
According to the Tanis, you need a big difference that to go only after the Tam, not after the Shem.
Mm-hmm.
Does it need to be a total difference? A total difference, just a very liquid difference? Does it need to be a difference of five basic tastes, or also within sweet?
You know, according to the Mandomer Tam, not according to Mandomer Shem. According to Mandomer Tam, how much of a difference does it need to be?
Well, you know, according to Mandomer Shem, he's saying that there is a difference. In a big Tam, there would be a difference even if it has.
So Shem, but the Mandomer Shem is very simple. How do I know how much of a difference if they gave it a different name? If it was enough of a difference that they gave it a different name, that's hard enough of a difference to be in a meaning.
Why? Can't it be that two things with the same name would have different taste? A very different taste?
No, according to the Al-Kabi.
The Prima Gaon speaks out before, and it seems the Mashmaris of the Taz is that way also, is, he says, they wouldn't, anything they gave a different name is Becharech a different taste. And if it's the same, they wouldn't give two things the same name if they tasted different.
Seems really bad. Can't it be that those things have the same name even though they taste differently?
He's really saying you're saying the same. That's the same.
How
the other
how the chef.
So I know that called the same name or not.
Then why say that's called the same name?
And even there has a chef about it.
No,
I
think no one's calling it. You should know. You can't say chala. People call it chala.
Whoever calls it chala, you're saying. Okay.
But it's like, even though it has a chef about it, we still call it one name because the taste is not. That's far apart. So how far apart would you need to go to say that even though it has the same name, we'll still call it 2 million?
Okay, that case I don't know. I don't know how many cases you're going to have with mice and things that have one the same name and taste very different. But I don't know. That represents
the
So mice is like, so yeah, I wanted to maybe say, I was hoping to come up with a whole einfach and say that this maybe the machleika should be totally in gufud of the chakira of Reb Chaim and the Stifel and the Reb Chanan about whether Tamke Iker is a chid, is a new mechudish the geisser, or whether it's just that it's nick hukar isur, it's not bottle, and that will be totally gufud whether you need a hacker gobble or just a little bit of a hacker, and it didn't seem to work out. I wasn't able to. I didn't find that it worked out today. Then I saw actually that. Okay, that was really going on the other Nakud, but. We really jumped. I'm really mixing two Nakudas together. This is really all the Nakuda whether go Bosa Shem or Bosa Tam, which really, I guess, then feeds into the third Nakud I want to speak about is how much Tam is called. Assuming that in the Mine B'Taima, or like the Taz is saying, that even the Ramah really means Taima, sort of. So how much of a difference in Tam do you need? Well, anyway, the Megillah Sefer wants to say that it's there is no Yisoid is the Gelomnish and Machlokes here. It's all he wants to say the Yisoid is that in order it's not enough just Hukar Yisur to be Einai Bal, because Neis Tam of Gam is Nikr and it's Bal. So Elamai, in order to be not Bal, it has to be that the Miut has a certain Chashivus. And so the Machlokes is, with this Shinui Tam, how much Chashivus does it, how Nikr is it, and how much Nikr do you need to be to have a Chashivus? And he's basically saying it's all Machlokes, he calls it Machlokes Metzias, it's really Machlokes and Hagdara, of what's the Hagdara, and how much of a difference do you need in order to be given enough Chashivus that it's not bought. And he brings a number of rayas to that, and other Yodinish, but he clearly didn't like the idea of saying that it was... I did see that when the Siv Chaim and the Yavakish Terry both wanted to make the Machlokes Rav and Abaya, yes, totally in a different sugya, not the way I wanted to say, but they wanted to make it totally in, it's problematic. They wanted to say Rav will do what also Shmo, right? Now the Shach sort of agreed. The Shach says there are certain cases where you'll go Bosser Shmo, right? What are they going to be? Cases that aren't totally in the Sinistan, that aren't totally in Shishan. One of those would be Lachaira, according to Behudim and Mamina. Now, the Rav himself passes the Maisel like a Behudim.
The Paskins are just explaining.
Rav passes like a Behudim. So he wanted the Ivagish Torah and the Siv Chaim wanted to tell that the Rav is Lashitasa, that he passes like a Behudim. And the Mamina is in a Batmatul Balaf.
וזה עובד עשרת מיני מיני ברובה, דין בשני מיני בטיימן.
לא נפס נספיר.
וזה עובד עשרת מיני מיני ברובה, דין בשני מיני בטיימן.
Some have a Gersa Rabba Rabba there. Some have a Gersa Rabba there. I don't know.
I think it's walking Rabba. Rabba passes the video. And the other thing he wants to make a tally in is the Rabba, which sure is Rabba also holds the Tamkekas Rabba.
Yeah,
banks. So Mamela is the Shinri Tam would not be Choshev. Tam is anywhere only Drabonon. So the Shinri Tam wouldn't be Choshev enough to make it not going for Akhirat Mahatis and Bit of Beroyah. The problem with that is, so Mamela was there, who group was Machoikos Rav and Abai? Abai who holds Tam with their Tam de Raisa, holds Yigavasa Tam. Rav and Dirk Rav and Raisa is Yigavasa Shmo. There's a big problem with that, obviously, though. Because there are more paskins time kicker the Raisa, and there are more paskins like the Chacham not like the Yehuda, and there are more paskins Rav. So Rav didn't hold the Shnei Kotzer. Oh well. It was a nice try, but the Rav didn't hold that way. What? Yeah. Nobody holds that way. But it's interesting that neither of them seem to be earned on the fact that the Rav's Muchach not. That's kind of funny.
I mean, in London, I also put out that saying that.
I wanted to make a tally in the subject. My McGill Sefer makes it very balabatish, and I didn't like it. But I tried to learn a couple of different possible. I didn't find anything else to be telling us. So that's why I was saying I was hoping by Shia to come with like a big Chiddush or something. I don't know, but at least the Sikkum HaSugya, I thought we'll come away a little more clear or whatever. So then again, going back in the Nekuda, whether you need it, if we're going to Shin, the minimum Mina is totally a Taima, so how much of a Shin do you need? So the Taz explains in the Ramah, which L'chayr is the way he's passing the Ladina, is that even a small Shinui would be Eina Mina. What?
It's not
basically Ramah. I'll get to the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das also passes, it goes by Timus Kher. His call is enough for Mimbisha Eina Mina. But we'll get into exactly what he means.
So basically, he's also going to Basa Shmabi, whenever there's enough of a difference of taste, we may go, there'll be a different name. And that would be Mishenemino?
He really says, well, I mean, the way the Prim Gordon speaks that is a little more the other way. Anytime it's a different name, Bechreyat is a different taste. It might be there not enough different taste to be called Mishenemino B'taima. Because B'taima needs a bigger level of taste.
Okay.
But anytime it's a different shame, it's Bechreyat, a different taste.
And that's what the Taz Paskins?
L'chare.
And a weak Paskin.
I'm saying, once you say that, it's a very dachistic difference between the Taz and the Shach. Except in the case where the nafkamina between them would be when you have the same shame at a very different time. But then anyway, the Shach...
It would never happen.
The Shach says it does happen by apples. It's called Shem Echad. The Shach says it's called Shem Echad, and it's a very different time.
I'm saying, the Taz would call that two different types of apples.
Okay, Kansan. So anyway, but that is so the Shah, the Taz is apparently even a very dachistic taste is different. And the Maisa is, and that's what he's explaining in the Ramah. Now we'll see soon when we start Sugif Kfela, this goof are going to be the Ramah by well, let's finish it. So that's how the Taz learns the Ramah, the L'chayr passes the Maisa.
Is that dachistic difference is enough?
Is enough.
So why Chalad the Chamar Chalad the Shifra?
I don't know.
That's more than enough.
That's what that's called.
The
Chayro
is only the task is only saying it's time of chayim. Then it's too, then you don't go. What? Only when it's time.
Big time. Everyone's must. Everyone's a problem.
Anything
a small
in the world. The task is two different things.
It's just three shlomim.
Right. It's, if it's the same name, so then a shinui tam will still you'll still go by that.
A big Shinui
Tam. Ramon never said you go by Shin by the same shame if the Tam is different.
Right.
If Tam is significantly different.
Totally different.
It's significantly different. When it's different names, but when it's the same name in a slightly different Tam, that's going to be the Machlokes. That'll be the Machlokes Rav and Abaye. That'll be the Machlokes Rav and Abaye. It's the same name in a slightly different Tam.
Well, Well, much it's not just a little bit. According to the Taz, it has to be 80% of the spectrum.
It's a different name, really. It's similar.
It has to be 80% of the spectrum. According to the Taz, if it's the same exact time, even if it has two different shemos, so then it doesn't make a difference. We go both of the time. If it's the same exact time, only when it's noisome time, a little bit, there you have a machlokes abayim rabba. But if it's not noisome time, it's the exact same time, or totally the other extreme, or totally opposite time.
But still, what's one of the time? It's the same time in two different names. Where do you see the Taz Pasuk in such a case? The Prima Golden says
it can't be such a case.
The Prima Golden says it's impossible.
Except the Bosse Shlomo.
If you were to find the case,
just like he says the Bosse Shlomo.
He says they would never give two different names to say they would never. Any time they give it a different name, Bechreif, it's a slightly different name.
Right. Lu Yitzur. Just like his other Lu Yitzur, an opposite extreme. We have Tamim Hebchayim, total opposite extreme, Tamim Hebchayim, and you have the same shame. That you would say over there that you go bust to the Tam, not the shame.
Right.
But in between there, there's a huge spectrum. Everything, that's the whole Taz, that you have a big machlekes by and Rabba.
What's the machlekes?
The machlekes is where you have a not just a slight, it could be more than a slight difference.
It's like how many times it was.
What do you mean more? All this, all slight difference.
Again, the same shame or different shame?
The same shame. The same shame and a difference in taste.
Yes.
But it's not just a slight difference in taste. He has two, there's even two shlavim. And the case of chal. So, which the Shach understands that case is a very significant difference.
The Maisis of the Taz, I think, was very clear, and not as much in Daf Achram and his Pirush itself. I guess it was more the Shach. The Bukhari is agreeing to them in the Nekudas. If you are going to be married to the Tam, then he's saying that then even the Ramah would be moited.
If it was
Tam Efchim. He said they misunderstood the Ramah, that the Ramah is saying you didn't go by the Shem even when it's Tam Efchim. But he was just bringing an excuse. He was trying to bring out how much the Shach misunderstood the Ramah. He wasn't saying the Ramah only said it by Tam Efchim. He was saying they misunderstood the Ramah, that the Ramah would have said that even if it was Mamish, that they understood the Ramah that Tam is totally irrelevant. And he's saying that's not true. Even like the Ramah, Tam is relevant. How much Tam is relevant? He doesn't say it has to be Tam Efchim. He's saying they thought the Ramah's
first line. I hear what you're saying, but from the whole machlokes between the Shach and the Taz, it's very clear. And the whole main nekuda between the Shach and the Taz is what is the machlokes about? And according to the Taz, there's a big area except for the two.
I think the Taz is clearly saying that anything that's nice in town, nice in a noticeable town. Is a distinct tam, even the Ramah is going to be mighty, we go by tam, it's tam kikr.
It's all distinct. It's after the kashin. In the Gemara, it says that even if it's also, if it has the same shame,
right?
If it has the same tam, but not the same shame, so according to Abaye, it's considered, it has the same shame, but not the same, it has the same tam, but not the same shame. According to Rav, it's considered Mimushin and Mina, you go with some time. So that's his question, how could you go with some time? It's the same time.
Right.
She says, still, there's a slightly different taste.
It's slightly different, right.
But you could tell it.
If you bite this one that has a slight different taste than this one, but bet them together, there's no Nesinus Tam.
So how
about the other?
It's always winter.
Why is it winter? If it has two slight.
Because you said it's also Adkid Nesinus Tam. It's also Benoisin Tam.
You're sure.
Then it's a different taste.
You're sure.
Then
you can pass the Tam. I think we're right. The Chamas Das is Maramas on it, and I think the. Is the Haggadah of quite there's two different things here, but the Haggadah of Mimishen Yamin is going to have to be that if you cook the two things together, one will be nice and tam in the other. You know, it could be you take two things, the Taz did speak that up by the Chal, the Cham, the Chal, the Shechra. Is that each one does taste different. If you mix them together, I'm not going to taste chal v'chamer in my chal v'shichr. I'm just going to taste that it's a little weaker. But I'm not going to taste chal v'chamer. If I mix a little chal v'chamer and chal v'shichr, I don't taste chal v'chamer. I taste my chal v'shichr is a little weak.
But that, so that's not called Nesinus Tam. That's not, and that's not going to make Mimbashay Naminus. So that's, if you go at least, so even if you're going, but so Bosa Shema would mean that, well, the two things will taste different. Because they wouldn't have given them different names if they didn't taste different. But it could be one's not really going to be Nesin Tam in the other. So then you have the problem. So then how...
Still, but
what does Mimbashay Naminus, at least Madra, you're going to need, if you don't have a Kfeilu, you're going to need Shish.
Okay, but it comes out that if you have a Kfeilu, it would be always Mutter. Always mutter.
So we don't need so
always
she never. If you never be chish, we know about that, it'll taste. In the khati in the khati be in vibe khamakhate. On that, Abaye says you need the Benesitam.
Right.
Robert says you need Benesitam. So, what do you mean Benesitam? And there's never time. And about it, there is a time that you could tell.
Yeah, he just says it's not called Nesin Tam. It's just like by the two, you can just the two busers, it's always going to give some type of time, but that's not enough for time. In Mikol Makom, in Kari Nesin Tam.
Oh, you still the Nesin Tam.
Okay. But still, he was talking about a very dachistic Nesin Tam. But even the case that he's calling. That is b'taimo, is still, it doesn't have to be hefchim, as long as it's going to be distinctly noticeable. How distinct, I don't know, but... I mean, the shah, the chavas das is, but he's saying that the shah says that b'taimo is going to be, you would know that you'd be marigish the time of one in the other. And the Hishmash gives an example, he says if you cook, he wants to say on Basar Oif and Basar Behema even. He's really quoting the Chavaz Das. He wants to show too, Basar Oif and Basar Behema. He wants to say even though Avada they taste different, but if you cook Oif with Behema, you're not going to taste any Oif in your Behema. You're not going to even marry because you have Oif in the steak. So that should be called Mimba Mina. Yankee's Murray, yes. The other way you talk and you would text. So, anyway, so. And Ka'im with the Taz says that even a Dak is the good difference. Also, the Chavis Das seems to say. Only a Kfeil, even a regular person would taste it. If a Kfeil could taste apples in the same Tam, that's going to be already Mimbisha Einem Mina. So basically, everything that's nice in Tam is always Einem Mina. You'll never have Mimbisha that's nice in Tam. Like the Shach, at least according to the Chavis Das explains it. The Chassam Sofer also says even a very dachistic difference. The Aruch HaShulchan holds even a dachistic difference. Maybe Yehuda also says that. The Pri Chodesh and Pri Megodim both say that you need a significant Shinui Tam to be called Einan Mina B'Taima. And the Shach also seems to be mashed to be Einan Mina B'Taima, you need a significant difference. Now the Maisa, the Machlaikas. The Ramadan with the Taz explained it in the Shach, is Yitachon, it's Lishitosan, we'll have in Sif Aleph now, and this will lead us into the Sikha of Sir Aleph, but Sir Aleph is going to be about, we know the Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph is Kfeilo. As we know, the Gemara said the Mimashain and Mina is Bekfeilo, and if you're on Kfeilo, then it's Bebeshishin. So meaning what? Because Be'etzin is the whole Shishin is a Yichatinsin of this Tam, as the Ram again famously said, that most things give Tam, so 10 or 20. And since Batzel and Kaflut to give out Shishim, so Chazal Hishrim Midaisim Nasid everything to Shishim. But really, most things aren't nice in town, even much less than Shishim. Just Chazal and Mashkir. But that's all if you don't have a Kfeilu. If you're someone who can tell you what the Tam is, if someone can taste it and say, I don't taste any of the Isser in here, so then it's not nice in town, and it's going to be Mutter. So there's a number of different Nakuil, but one Nakuil is how Dak is thinking of the Tam. In other words, are we Chayshus that a non-professional taster. Do you need a professional taster in order to be mad for whether there's tam here? So there's two reasons why you might need one. Number one is, since we're talking about Isser Behazer, you're not going to have a Yid tasting, you're going to have a Goy tasting at Pashtus. Except in certain cases. So if it's a Goy tasting, we say, Ashapim Diber Shav, Goyim of No Nemonis to Shakronim. I have to have some Echotensive to give the Goy Nemonis. So there's a klal that the person's Loy Meira Ubnosai. Person's not going to lie on something he'd easily get caught on when that is his whole parnasa. He could lose his parnasa from it. So if the guy is a professional kfeil, is a professional taster, so...
cook or a taster?
Rashi says the tabo. They go together. And to be a good cook, you have to know
the taste. You have to good taste.
Right. So, for argument's sake, a professional taster. So if someone's a professional taster, they say, I don't taste any basar in your potatoes, and then you go and eat the potatoes and you say, what do you mean? It tastes very meaty. So you're never going to hire him again. You're going to spread the word. The guy's incompetent. Then you can't tell. So then the goat would have nemlach. So that's one reason. In which case, we're saying, the other possibility is, though, that they were chayshish for a tam that's such a dakas diga tam that the average person wouldn't notice. And mainly, you need a kfela because only he has the mumchias to notice the nesimis tam. What would be the nafkamina? The simple nafkamina would be, what if you have a case where it's something that is, let's say it's a shayla of truma, so you could have a yisrael who's a kohen taste it. There's a man people ate the truma with tarah. You could have other cases where it was a chveis, it was a yasim, there's neder, or whatever. So you could have a yid taster. So now, I have a question. If it's yid, so there's no desher pim di bershav. The etzim is nemalus of the eidachal piece. The problem is, if we're chayshish for a tam dak, a tam kolush, so then if he's not a kveil, he won't notice it. So do you need a kveil by Yisrael?
And if he doesn't notice, what's wrong?
Maybe it's there.
Maybe it's going to be also the rice of Tamshaker.
Oh, who said that? Tashir.
Who said Tashir? That's Machloek is the Shach and Ramon in Sifalf.
Do you mean? The next person is going to eat it, is going to taste it. He's going to say, I'm not.
No one listens and tastes
it. And he's not a kfeil. He's going to say, I don't taste anything. I'm going to say, oh, really? So I can eat it now. I'm going to go ahead and eat it because I have trust in him and I'm going
to
taste it.
But Tashir wasn't given to kfeil's room.
This tab is not totally on.
No,
if there is taste, you can't eat it for everybody. But this guy can't taste it. So he says, if I don't taste anything, I'm going to continue eating? Of course not.
Because according to the shaf, there is the mako key.
If you don't taste that.
There is taste. So yeah, he has a cold, so he can't taste so well, so he can eat it.
So the shaf, there was the shaf.
Of course not.
The shaft in the Sif Aleph, who holds that he needs to be a tam nirgus l'chol adam, he's saying that a tam that's so dak, that's so kolish, that only a kveil can notice it, that's not called nice and tam. And that tam we never said tam ki'ik.
So every single person has a different shear of how much their taste buds are refined.
Red
nail.
Even if there isn't a taste,
a lot of
people taste it and the person would taste it.
But let's say Roy Binyan Adam can't taste it, and I have very enhanced taste buds. And now I see my whole cold is eating this cholin, and I'm going to say, oh, wait, I'm going to eat it also.
Eat it as much as you.
And I'm tasting milk.
It doesn't make a difference. That time is water.
That's the shah holds?
Yeah.
It's not time.
We have. That was we saw. We talked about Tam Kolosh and Tam Gomor and places talked about it.
No, Tam Kolosh was a time that nobody could taste. It's in him and no one tasted.
But yeah, they all tasted. Not that no one can taste it.
And it's
you guys are
so that's it. So hopefully, so one of the machlokes, someone from the tayyid of machlokes shach and taz, there is gufu. The machlokes shach and taz was coming to shein nino. Is gufu going to be totally there? And this machlokes shach and taz of what tam is, how much of it, how dakas of a tam is included in tam ki'ik or the other nish. We'll see what we do. Okay. So I think that's enough.
No possible the shach, right? If I taste milchits, I for sure have to stop eating. Huh? If everyone else tells me that, I'm just wondering if
you pass it. We'll see how it's possible. We want to tell you before we start.
It's not milk.
There's milk that's put in here. No one can taste it. I can taste milk. So
if you're allergic to milk, if you have something, you have a tiny bit of milk, you'll get a little, you'll feel it.
Okay.
You're not allowed to eat it? Yeah,
it
depends
how severe your allergy is.
A person has a bar of chocolate when it has allergies for milk, people will feel it.
Yeah, it won't taste it.
And you won't taste it. So what you say, in that case, you can't
taste
it. What
is that? No,
if you like to eat a bar of chocolate, because this is not going to taste it, maybe.
Fine, so the sugi of kfeil is going to be a number of different nekudas. The main sugi of kfeil is going to be is what's the nemonis of Yisrael Lefi Tumai, what's the nemonis of kfeil, do you need both, do you need either one, what's going to be by a yid. Then the ma'is aloha ma'is is going to be machalik is mechaber amah, mechaber is meku, you can be same machan kfeil, amah says bizman is we're not same machan kfeil, and
even Yisrael kfeil?
No, we're talking about a goyish kfeil. Umaisa, as we'll see, many of the Sadish Apostles of Umaisa said in passing throughout the middle was like the Ramah, not like the Mechaber. Rav Gadya does the same on the Mechaber, even then I think only B'shas and Chagobu. Shaisa Tchak, with other Tzirufim, but you'd be on level with some other premise.
But it wouldn't have made a difference if this Isser is a Berais Isser or a Rabbanan Isser?
Yeah, the Linyan this or this, I don't remember.
Maybe you don't need to have all the Sikhs of Yitumba and
we'll say, yeah, I'm just giving an Adama, we'll see. And I don't remember anyone in the Chal. So and what's going to be with Yisrael? Can you be Semach on Yisrael? Does he have to be Yisrael Kfeilu? Could be Semach on any Yisrael? Does the Rambam's minig not to be Semach on a Kfeilu to always go by Shishim apply when you're Yisrael also? Does the Rambam say the minig is always to go by Shishim and the Rambam's minig is not to be Semach on a Kfeilu?
What happened in Yemen for years?
What's going to be the same? If you're interested, I think it's in Madanei HaShulchan, in his Hakdama, I don't remember if it's possible to follow the Taruvus, he brings like all kinds of Marmukhaims put together of Hafsid Maruba, Shasid Chag, Makum Mitzvah, brings what the Hagdara is for Marmukhaims for all of them. And then the other Nakuya that's going to come up in Sif Aleph, it's a bit of a Agav thing, is the Taz is going to be Ma'ar, the Taz is Ma'ar. Why do you bechal it to him? I mean, it's not exactly what he says it, but why do you need a goy bechalal? What does te'ima mean? I guess we're talking about, does te'ima mean swallowing it? Does te'ima mean, because l'maisa, as we'll see more in pe tes, to a certain degree, te'ima is totally even all the way down in the throat. I know it's not on the tongue, but there is, it was between the basa bechalal, Kinuach between after chol and before basa, could be you have to swallow the bread. So there is a certain tam that seems to be all the way down in the throat. So is te'ima only shayach if he's boileet, or is te'ima takes his mouth and swishes around and spits it out like professional tasters do today, or the third possibility is can you te'ima just by licking it outside your mouth? At least on the third case, maybe on the second one, would it be much better for you to do on something that's a sofek yisr? Or Suffolk is a drabonon.
He was putting out, giving out invitations, and he didn't want to lick the stamp because he was afraid that.
So that's
the knowledge is
not. So then Mamela, but now here's what gets very interesting. Here's what gets fun is Mamela comes onto the shiloh of what is the iser b'chlal. Obviously, it's also to eat a dvar iser. Something that's also bachilo, like nevela, whatever. This is obviously it's also to eat, and you get malchus. But malchus is valid only the base of bliyim. What is there iser at least midrabanan? Is there iser midrabanan to taste it and spit it out, or to lick it? Will it be negeya stamps? I didn't put that. Will it also be negeya toothpaste? Does toothpaste need a hachshon? What if your toothpaste is vada trif?
Mouthwash,
chewing gum, lip chewing gum. He didn't bring it. Still, it doesn't bring any more.
Lipstick.
You don't taste anyway. This is these things.
Well, why don't you taste the first
place? Some people,
The Vaseline
on
your lips.
Chopstick. That's right. Fine. And I mean, it's true. Rivabadi was not too trade for chewing on the gum because he said it's not. It's just.
There isn't much that goes. That's the sugar that they put on top of the chewing part. The sugar is kosher sugar.
Not necessarily, and it's not sugar. They put flavors in there.
No, but he only mounted the chewing part that he never swallowed. That part, nobody's mounted the part that he swallowed.
No, even the body's not.
Yeah, you could eat chewing gum without an extra.
He said the gelatin.
The gelatin, that's the part that's the chewy part.
Yeah, I know what he said. You know what he said?
The gelatin's
I heard the chewy part.
That's not true. The gelatin's
not
the chewy. It's not the gelatin, it's the glycerin. And the glycerin you swallow.
And that also doesn't need an action? That also doesn't have to be kosher?
Yeah, it's anyways.
Yes, it's not a chilo. It's not derech
hachilo.
That part, so there's really two parts of the sugya. One part is, is there an isser of te'imo when you put something in your mouth and spit it out? And that is going to be our, so that's going to be kilo, the second half of our sugya. There's another whole sugya of Hanosh Shloi Kedach Hanosoi and Dovish Nifso Me'achilo, and that's not our sugya. We'll have to wait till Kuv Gimel or wherever for that. But here we want to give the sugya more of, if you take something that is Osir, but you are vada gonna, you are going to spit it out, or something is Mughal, you're going to spit it out, or whatever it is that, is there any Isser to put that in your mouth? And that'll be our sugya. So we'll have a little fun.
Maybe someone puts his fingers in his mouth instead of the
well, there's no time in a finger.
If you eat it.
If you eat it. But there's no time in licking it.
There's eight time.
Maybe
it's not.
Anyway. It's just really. The marble claimants on that, on this Nakuda, I put in parentheses, plus some other things that were on the first half. But from like the, I think from after the Abiyah we're on, is all going on the Nakuda of toothpaste and mouthwash. Look at that. I'll give up the marble claimants.
If your skin is coming off of your lip, you swallow it.
We get better though. What's going to be if you stick your finger into a cup of hot water to see how hot it is? Is it actually lettuce, boy? Is it for later time? We'll get there. No, we're going to get there. I have a whole chabura.
It's not one of them, it's not anyways.
Okay. So.
No, he said that.
Could be this Yasta. Is there a Yasta? The hafloss seems to say there isn't in the other.
They don't give off that, but they taste something.
They taste, but they don't give off. They're not, but, yeah, so that's a different shadow. I'm saying, are they mad?
That's the us or something else.
Like, are they mad?
In your mouth.
It's also because it's half acre on the Bachai.
No, but
if they
hear you,
mama
tasting it.
Yeah, the case of the hafloss was a different taste. The case of the hafloss was. Someone came to ask him a shadow that a live chicken jumped into a boiling pot of milk and then jumped out. The question is if the milk is awesome or not.
The chicken is awesome.
The chicken died. The chicken became the vegetable. Afterwards it died and became the vegetable. But the question
can be also
so the hafloss said, pour the milk down the drain. Bosom b'chalav. After they poured it down the drain, someone asked, but if b'chalav is drabonim, it's mutabah no, could have sold it to a goy. So hafloss said, yeah, but it had bleas of Eber Menachayim. Now, it's pretty clear from the story that wasn't what he meant at the time.
It was not what he meant.
He meant Bosa B'chalav. And he forgot that B'chalav is Mutabano.
Yeah, like the Smetot.
Then he forgot. It was pretty clear that he forgot. And he was neat. And then he got out of the problem. He said, if there was any way also to sell to it, he'd save him in Akha. Bliya save him in Akha. It's probably true.
But
the end, he doesn't mention that it was that long.
Like
he says, Chacham
Echad. But then he really held it.
Then he seems to really help. Oh, okay. And his son is the Haflo's son is a tshuva where he brings it down. And he brings down that it was my father, and it was the first day that he was the Rav of Frankfurt. And it was the first shayla he got as the Rav of Frankfurt. And he brings it there, Kiilu, that he was Kamat Nechshel, that it was Layina Latzadik, Kuridavar Ro, and he came out with a different reason why, anyways, Ksach was writing him for a different reason or whatever.
Unless it's true, that's
the way. Most persons don't hold that way, but Haflo holds that way. It seems that flow really helped that way. But I have a lot of my recyclables, Pesach and all over, and we'll find an appropriate place, we'll do it.
Where does this come up?